This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Randy Krotz is CEO of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Randy, if there's, let's see, if we're thinking about a movie we might want to go see, what would be the best movie you could think of?
Well, for me, it would be Farmland. It's a film about six farmers that are making the generational change of controlling their farm. And what better film to go see than Farmland?
Randy is with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Randy, tell us a little more about you.
So I'm a farm boy from Kansas, grew up on a livestock and crop farm, and moved across and around across the country and around the industry, and lived on both coasts in my life, as well as worked for both corporate and nonprofit. And right now I'm the CEO of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance.
U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, really, it's exciting to see USFRA here at the Cattle Industry Convention, because you really are bridging that gap. You're finding all the things everybody in ag is agreeing on. Is that a good way to say
it? It is. You know, we took the tough stuff, the issues that maybe divide the industry a little bit, like some farm policy issues, maybe biofuels. We took those off the table for our organization. So we have 85 farm and commodity organizations that have come together, and really we're addressing consumer issues like GMOs and antibiotics and meat and animal welfare and crop inputs like fertilizer and pesticides. So those issues unite the ag industry. We're all we have all of that dealing, whether we're a dairy producer or a hog producer or a corn producer. Many of those reach over all of agriculture, and we work on them facing the consumer. So it's not uncommon for a farmer not to know who we are. The film Farmland does help bridge that gap for us, but what we're trying to do is bridge the generational gap that has grown in this country that makes people vulnerable to believing maybe some of the messages that they hear from Chipotle, maybe some marketing messages that don't necessarily paint agriculture in the best light, or in fact aren't even telling the truth. So we're out there trying to deal with those issues every day.
Now, when you talk about generational, earlier today I noticed a gentleman walk up in a cowboy hat, and I recognized him. His name's Jody Beulah. And the reason I mentioned his name is because I believe he's got a son, and somehow is tied back into the movie.
Yeah, Brad Bell is in our film. He's from Throckmorton, Texas, and really – all the farmers and ranchers that are in the film have high profiles. Texas, everything's big in Texas, right? And no less for Brad. The profile that the film and the work he has done personally to help raise the profile of these issues in agriculture has been wonderful. And he's a very, very committed advocate, as is the Bella and Brown family for agriculture.
So growing up in the heartland, if you will, I think many of us feel the same way. We look at life the same way. But as you move east and you move west, and especially closer to the coast, you get further away from ag. And you touched on this. Food dialogues, that, if I understand correctly, was really put together as a way to try to tie where our food comes from.
It's one of the most difficult things that we do. Our food dialogue programs are out there to deal with the issues that I spoke of earlier. So if you take GMOs or animal care and you think, okay, if we're going to have this conversation, we've got to let everybody have a voice. And I will tell you, sometimes that's hard. And we were just out with the New York Times north of New York City in November with an event called Food for Tomorrow. That you had Michael Pollan and Mark Bittman there, some people that are obviously advocates for things that maybe peasant agriculture, that every, you know, Mark Bittman talks about that everybody should farm. So some, I think, misperceptions about some things, and we play a role in the way that you get those folks to listen to you is you also have to give them a platform to speak. And that's the reality of it. It's harsh sometimes. It's hard to have everyone understand that in order to neutralize that voice or to inform that voice, you also have to listen to them. Because the only way they're going to listen to us is if we listen to them, and that's called dialogue, and that's what we're all about.
One of the questions might be, how do you remain patient when you have someone ask you, which cow does the chocolate milk come from, or which cow does the soy milk come from, which to us seems just absolutely ridiculous. You can't laugh, can you?
Or does the bacon grow back, right? So it is hard. We do have a public that is very far from the from reality in many cases. Maybe that's our fault. Maybe as we advanced technology over the last 40 years and we became really so good at this, at feeding the country and feeding the world, that in some ways as we advanced some of this technology, maybe we forgot to bring the consumer along. So now in some ways we're paying for that just a bit. And this is an opportunity, and we're an organization that's, you know, that is of the voice of agriculture. In so many ways, we try to do all of this with the farmer voice and storytelling and convening around difficult issues. We also know it's important for millennials, for those people that were born from 1980 to 2000. There's 80 million of those people walking around this country. If we're not in the places where they are, if we don't go to them, they're not coming to us. So we have to be in those places like social media. We have to go to events that we might not be comfortable as farmers and ranchers attending, but we've got to be there. And it's an important element in order, again, to win over some hearts and minds.
So the organization, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, is actually started with some other organizations. So how important is their, I guess, support in making USFRA and things like the Food Dialogue? How important is their involvement?
It's critical. We're here at the beef event here in Austin, or excuse me, in San Antonio this week. You know, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association trade show here. The Beef Checkoff is a major funder of USFRA. So that means the farmers and ranchers out there across the country are helping to fund this effort. So whether it's the pork checkoff or corn or soy, poultry, the Farm Bureau, everybody comes into this. And again, I'm so proud of the alliance that we're able to hold together because everyone's so committed to this issue. And it hasn't gone away. I'd love to say that we've existed for 3.5 years, and my gosh, we don't even need to exist anymore because we've turned this discussion. But we haven't. To see a trend line in the right direction would be a wonderful thing, but we haven't yet seen that trend line.
Okay, so again, tell us about the movie and how we can see it if we haven't seen it yet.
So Farmland launched in May of last year. It was, again, on the coast in about 200 theaters across the country. And today you can find it digitally or through your satellite or cable provider. More than likely has it. Most of them do. Netflix does not have it, but pretty much everybody else does. And then early in the spring, hopefully early April, you'll be able to purchase the film in Walmart. So we're very excited about that, about having that opportunity to work with, you know, such a mass distributor, and we want to get it out as broadly as we can. And again, this whole time, the advertising that you see for the film, your listeners probably don't see it because it's not targeted at them. So as frustrating as that can be sometimes, we're targeted on the coast and across the smile geography of the country.
Yeah, important to note that you don't have to preach to the choir here. So, Randy, it's great to see you. Thanks for the work that you're doing. And how do we find out more about what's going on with U.S. Farmers and Ranchers? Can we do that on the web?
Well, you can't. First of all, you got to listen to great radio programs like this. But secondly, you can go to fooddialogues.com and find out everything that we're doing. And follow us on Twitter at USFRA. And we'd love to have more farmers engaged in the organization. And if you go to our website, you'll see how you can do that.
Randy, we appreciate your time, appreciate what you're doing. Again, Randy Krotz is CEO of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance from the 2015 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in San Antonio. I'm Tony St. James.
This is the Agribusiness Report.